In Britain today, 5 men were sent to prison for life after they were found guilty of plotting Al-Qaeda-inspired bomb attacks across England. Their planned targets ranged from nightclubs and trains to shopping malls. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London, the trial has also revealed that police had established links between the gang and 2 other British Islamists who went on to kill 52 people in the London transit bombings of July 2005.
A British jury decided that 5 of the 7 men standing trial were guilty of planning to use 1,300 pounds of ammonium nitrate fertilizer to make bombs. Passing sentence on the men, who are all from Pakistani immigrant families, Judge Michael Astill called them cruel, ruthless misfits. He told them, "You have received and taken advantage of the benefits that this society offered you, yet you sought to destroy it." Britain's anti-terrorism chief Peter Clark said a major terrorist atrocity had been averted with the men's arrest.
If these men had succeeded in achieving their objectives, there's no doubt at all that the carnage would have been immense. We just have to look at the sort of targets they were considering, nightclubs, shopping centres. They're not a group of young idealists. These are dedicated terrorists. Most of them have been to training camps in Pakistan some time before they hatched this plot here in the UK.
The Minister in charge of security, Home Secretary John Reid, praised the police for their work. But opposition parties and survivors of the London bombings of July 7, 2005, today increased their demands for a public inquiry into those deadly attacks. It was revealed during this trial that British security services had seen 2 of the 4 July 7th bombers meeting with some of the men convicted today. The security services had discounted the 2 men because they were not involved in the plot being investigated. Rachel North survived one of the London bombings.
There are very, very great many questions that need answering about what happened before July 7th, what happened on and after July 7th, and in particularly the links between the current plotters who were caught and sentenced and the 2 men who went on to kill.
John Reid dismissed the call for an inquiry, saying it would divert the energies and efforts of the security services and the police. Senior police officers have also defended their decision to ignore the 2 London bombers. Lord Stevens was head of London's police force at the time of the arrests.
That particular time, there was a need to watch over 1,000 people, and you have to make decisions and prioritise those decisions. Now, sometimes you're going to get these wrong, and this is where you lose sleep at night if you're in the police service, anti-terrorism work, or in the security services. And I'm afraid you can't follow everybody. You just don't have the resources for that.
Police say there are still many militant Islamist cells active in Britain. As for the 5 men jailed today, the judge told them the sentences are for life. Some or all of you may never be released. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.